This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As I teased you with tantalizing tulips and other fall-planted bulbs yesterday, I wanted to share the ins and outs of planting the various types of bulbs. First, remember to check to see what your local nurseries have to offer before you place an order. The catalogs, however, do offer a wider variety than some of our local shops, so if you don't see what you want, there is an alternative. However, it's important to make sure you're getting a good product. When your bulbs arrive, inspect them immediately. Your bulbs, rhizomes, and corms should be firm. A little surface mold is fine, but making sure there are no gushy areas is essential. If you detect a bad odor or discover some mushy parts, then rush to your phone and call the company. Any reputable nursery will exchange them. This goes for bulbs you bought locally, too. It's important to plant your bulbs right away, giving them time to establish before winter sets in. If you must, they can be stored for up to 2 weeks in a cool, dry place with the bag open to allow air circulation. Any longer than that, and odds are you won't have good luck. Most bulbs flower best in full sun. Early bloomers can be planted under deciduous trees since they won't leaf out before the flowers appear. After planting your bulbs, water them in. You won't see anything above ground until next spring, but don't forget about them. If there's been no rain, give them a drink. To deter squirrels, you can lay some chicken wire over the area. If that's not practical, try plant skid. I use it all the time. It's safe for your plants, your pets, your kids, and you. It's a granular product that I use that acts like a predator to squirrels, rabbits, deer, and it lasts through rainfalls. I'll have a link on my website. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.